sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. We had a lot of late season rain this year, but we're finally done for the summer. So let's take stock. At the weather office here on Woodley Island, we ended up at about 75% of normal rainfall for the season, but most areas were much lower than that, ranging from 40 to 70% of normal. So overall, it was a pretty dry, rainy season. And now that the rain has stopped and we've had some hot weather in the interior, the grasses in many areas are cured, which means that they have dried out and are therefore conducive to wildfire starts. In response to these conditions, the fire agencies have begun to restrict burning as a precaution to prevent wildfires. All of this suggests that it's a great time to talk about wildfire safety. And the first topic has to be how to avoid starting wildfires in the first place, since most are started by humans. Here are some tips. First, ensure that you're not dragging any chains behind your car or truck, since they throw sparks and start roadside fires. Also, avoid driving through tall grass, including driving machinery such as lawnmowers and tractors, since the heat from these machines can easily start fires in that tall, dry grass. If you must mow your lawn, do it early in the morning when the winds are calm and the temperatures are low and the grass is not as dry. Other activities like welding and cutting pipes outdoors should be avoided entirely. Campers and backpackers should clear vegetation to a minimum of 5 feet away from their campfire, and when putting it out, make sure to douse it in water so it's cool to the touch. Covering your fire with dirt just causes it to smolder for a long time so that it can later be disturbed and become an ignition source. Campers should also be aware of and obey all local burn bans and get the proper permits from Air Quality Management District if you want to burn piles at home. Unfortunately, these precautions won't completely eliminate the threat of wildfire, so homeowners in fire-prone areas need to be prepared just in case. The key thing is to have defensible space around your home, since this will reduce the likelihood that your house will catch fire if there is a wildfire nearby. Flammable vegetation should be cleared to within 100 feet around your home and more if you live on a hill. You can also take other long-term precautions like changing to less flammable roofing or siding material. You should also make sure that your family is prepared in case you have to evacuate due to a wildfire. To perform well in a real emergency, you have to give some advanced thought. So create evacuation plans for both people and animals, prepare emergency supplies for your family, and develop a communication plan that includes important contact information. If you want to learn more about preparing for wildfire, please visit www.readyforwildfire.org. This has been Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.